إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا وسيئات أعمالنا، من يهدي الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له، وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون. يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وخلق منها زوجها وبث منهما رجالا كثيرا ونساء، واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والأرحام، إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم، ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما. أما بعد، فإن أحسن الكلام كلام الله جل وعلا، وخير الهدي هدي محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم، وشر الأمور محدثاتها، وكل محدثة بدعة، وكل بدعة ضلالة، وكل ضلالة في النار. ثم أما بعد، فإني أحمد الله سبحانه وتعالى وأشكره على نعمه الكثيرة الظاهرة والباطنة. I praise Allah سبحانه وتعالى and thank Him for His endless bounties upon us. من أهم النعم أن هدانا الله سبحانه وتعالى للإسلام، هذا الدين القويم الذي اختاره الله سبحانه وتعالى وارتداه لعباده ولا يقبل منهم سواه. قال تعالى: إن الدين عند الله الإسلام. وقال تعالى: ومن يبتغي غير الإسلام دينا فلن يقبل منه وهو في الآخرة من الخاسرين. Keep in mind, as I mentioned, many are the favors of Allah upon us. The air we breathe, I should say actually, the fresh air we breathe, the fresh water we drink, the variety of food we enjoy, intellect, vision, hearing, being able to speak, being able to think, being able to walk, to jump, to run, to sleep. Some people cannot go to sleep. Some people cannot walk. Some people cannot eat food. They're somewhere in a hospital. But me and you, look, alhamdulillah, we can sit, we can see, we can hear, we sound mind, we're healthy. These are all favors of Allah. We have security. All these are favors of Allah. But look, keep in mind, the greatest of all favors is the fact that Allah has guided us to Islam. This is the greatest of all. Why? Because it benefits us in this life and in the hereafter. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He alone who guides whom He will to Islam. To be guided to Al-Islam, it's a gift from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It has nothing to do with who you are, what country you come from, what colors is your skin, what language do you speak. There's a lot of people don't speak Arabic and Allah guide them to Al-Islam. And they pray and fast and they say La ilaha illallah. To be guided to Islam is a great gift from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Since Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has chosen this religion for His servants. And Allah tells us in the Quran that this is the only religion He accepts. And if anyone chooses to be on a religion other than Islam, will never ever be accepted from such a person. And in the hereafter, that person will be amongst the losers. And we know what this term means. Nobody wants to lose. Nobody. What about somebody who loses in the hereafter? Because if somebody loses in the hereafter, they will be in the hellfire. That's what it means. I'm sure you, my little ones, أرحب بكم جميعا أرحب بأبنائنا وبناتنا هنا في مسجد التوحيد في مدينة ديترويت ولاية ميشيغان الأمريكية. I welcome all of you. I welcome our sons and our daughters here at Masjid al-Tawheed in Detroit, Michigan. And I say to you that we all know what it means to lose. You can't even lose a game. You're playing basketball, just playing outside, and you don't want to lose. And I share with you a story that happened to me personally. I'm a grown-up man, as you see, right? I'm not a kid, all right? But I have six children, alhamdulillah. One of my children named Muhammad. He's about to be 15 now. But when he was 7 or 8, me and him, we were playing a game in my living room, which usually my wife don't like that. She don't like that we play. That's true. She don't like that we play in the living room. But sometimes we do what we want to do, right? Even when we grown up, sometimes we break the rules. So, you know, the game was a basketball game. But it was one of those little rims that you buy from Walmart, you know that? And the little ball, just like little tiny one. Little bit bigger than an apple. I'm sure you had one, maybe once in your life. So, we put that rim right there in a place that we shouldn't do it. Why? Because later on, because we were throwing the ball and he was making marks on the wood. He missed up the wood. I was in trouble. No, I'll tell you the truth, be honest. So here we're sitting, me and my son. I'm the grown up, I'm the father. And here's my son, 7 or 8 years old. And we say, look, we're going to throw these balls and whoever, okay, make it through, it counts 1 point. And here I was winning and I was feeling good. Then he started winning. And we say, the best of 40. He was up to like 36. I'm in 24. And then I said, no way, I'm not losing today. That's my son. And I was serious. I was very serious. And I was even cheating. And cheating is haram, you know that, right? When my son tried his turn, one throw, I go like this, push him. My wife, she's in the kitchen, she's like, what's wrong with this guy? She's just watching, and she's like, is he serious for real? Is he serious? And then she couldn't be quiet anymore. She said, are you serious? I said, yes, I am serious. This boy ain't gonna beat me in my house. And guess what? I won. And my son was crying and I was happy. I was very happy because I won. Later on, I'm like, wait a minute, that's not right. Look, nobody wants to lose. Do you want to lose your money? No. Doesn't matter what it is. So what about losing on Yawm al-Qiyamah? That's very important. Look, I'm going to stop the class right now because I learned from the ulama, okay, that they give gifts as they go in the class sometimes. I wish if I can give you something that you may be looking for, but hey, somebody give me. This is not even from me. Somebody is Jazakumullah Khairan. Some candies, even though giving a candy sometimes, you know, I hope you can just like, this is only exception. What I'm gonna start with? I'm gonna start with some people. Who are these people that are gonna get this candies, these chocolates? I'm gonna start with those who have notebooks and pencils. Is that fair? All right. Oh, now you want a bottle of pencil, huh? All right. Now we're going to give this to those who have notes, notebooks. And they are ready. They have the pen. And they are ready. All right. No, not papers. Okay. And also I'm going to give it to those who are the closest to me. These two right here. And you two. You think you're close to me? You can get a little bit closer if you want. So now, you want to help me, Akhi? Yeah. What's your name?
Ahmed.
Fadal Ahmed. Take this. Start from here. Give these three first. And then anyone who has a notebook, give him one. The rest, you have to earn it by answering questions. All right? So next time you bring notebooks, right? Sometime next time you bring your notebooks, okay? And you have to be under 15, by the way, too. Okay, inshallah ta'ala. Any notebooks, those who have notebooks, you know notebooks? Those who have a pen and a notebook in the back over there. Okay, under 15. You're under 15?
No, 15.
You're 15?
Yeah.
All right, good. So you just get it, alhamdulillah. No, that's okay. Anyone who has notebook, give him something. Now, the other ones, I want you to pay attention, because I'm going to ask some questions. Are you ready?
Yes.
But pay attention. Okay, we're going to send for the sisters. Okay, now we're going to give some of these two. Come here. You, come here. Okay, this is for you to just take this to the sister's side. Can you do that? Or give me that back?
I can't.
No, come here. It's okay. You can keep it.
I can't.
All right. You can for no candy. Okay, come here. See how easy to get gifts? What I want you to do is just go ahead and put it under there, inshallah, okay? The sisters, there is some chocolates. We have more, I think, inshallah, as we go. Give those to those girls who have notebooks. The notes, they were ready to take notes, inshallah. And by the way, I forget, you don't eat. You're not allowed to eat in the masjid. Put it back and put it in your pockets. Put it in your pockets. You're not allowed to eat in here in the masjid. All right? Put it in your pocket and you don't let that piece of candy bother you, okay? Tayyib. So let us remember this. I'm talking to this class, alhamdulillah, is the first class of many classes that we ask Allah to grant us tawfiq, success, knowledge, ikhlas, sincerity, that we're going to be having together, we're learning together in this seminar, in this weekend, inshallah ta'ala. But this first session here after Asr at Masjid al-Tawheed is for the youth, our boys and our girls, that we love for the sake of Allah, and we make dua that Allah protect them and cause them to grow righteous and upright. Okay? Islam has given a great importance to the youth and to children. The Prophet ﷺ was very nice and kind to the children and to the youth. The Prophet ﷺ didn't disregard the youth. No, in the masjid he used to always talk to them, smile to them in their face. He used to give them gifts, talk nice to them. He was patient with them, even though they do things, they run through the masjid, the Prophet ﷺ never yell at them. He would come and say, son, ya ghulam, even the way they eat, Prophet ﷺ correct them nicely. And we parents, we need to learn about this. At home, the way we correct our children, we don't yell at them. We don't smack them because they make a mistake. We still make mistakes, we're grown up. Likewise, as a community, in the masjid, when we see kids doing certain things, they're not sitting right, or they're doing some things, we nicely tell them, look, son, the house of Allah, this is the house of Allah. JazakAllah. See, alhamdulillah. This is the house of Allah. This is not for running, it's for playing. Is it? The house of Allah, we come here to play or to pray?
Pray.
Raise your hand.
Oh, pray.
To pray. I know. Fadda. Hey, you. If you answer right, you get a reward, inshallah. Put it in your pocket and wait. Now, tayyib, we come here to the house of Allah to pray. And to do what else? Raise your hand. Yes. Think more. Okay? Naam. Ahsan, come here.
Oh, thank you.
Which one you want? Choose the color you want. Tfadda, barakallahu fiq. Naam. Okay, this is a good thing. And who else? Where we come here? Naam. Say your name first. Ali. Why we come here for?
Read Quran.
To read Quran. Ta'ala Ali. Ta'ala Ali. Choose which one you want. Zatullah khair. Naam. Who can repeat the three answers so far and get two candies, not just one? Naam.
Worship Allah, pray, make dua, and read Quran.
Oh, you add one. We said three. So now we're going to take one away from you. Ta'al. No, it's okay. Take two. Barakallahu feek. Now. All right, pay attention now. Tayyib, you want to say something? Okay, Jazakallah khair. Alhamdulillah. So this is how we address our children. Because these young children here, they're very smart, alhamdulillah. They understand. All we need is to talk to them nicely and kindly. And if they make a mistake again, we talk to them again. And again, and again, and again. Inshallah ta'ala. This is how they're going to learn. Now remember, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created us for one reason. You wanna start questions and answers? Okay, no problem. Now, say your name and give me the answer. Now. Ahsan, ta'ala Abdullah. Faddal. Allah create us to worship Him alone. Ahsan. Ma dalil? For two candies. Who has the dalil? Naam. Aina. Ahsan, ta'ala. Wa ma khalaqtu al-jinna wal-insa illa liya'budun. Naam, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created us for one reason. Who can say it without a piece of candy? Who can answer without a candy? Naam, what is the? Why Allah create us? Yes. طيب. اسمع. Listen. Excuse me. What's your name? Yes, you.
Omar.
La. We do not laugh when somebody made a mistake or when somebody didn't answer right. Okay? Right? Because for the simple fact, we don't want no one to laugh at us. So we don't laugh in here. We respect each others. And remember, this is a class. We're not playing games in here. We're learning. It's just I am doing it in a different way, inshallah ta'ala, because I'm talking to you. Alright? So remember this. This is still, we're still in the class. Naam, who has his hand? Naam, what's your name? Abdul Haq. Faddal Abdul Haq. Abdul Haq, why you're all the way there? Come here. Jazakallah khair. And you, what's your name? What's your name? Yes.
Jeremiah.
Come here, Jamal. Come here. Jazakallah khair. Here, this is for you. Barakallahu feek. Okay, put it in your pocket. You guys, come here, Umar. Come sit in here. تفضل عبد الحق. أحسنت. تعال. تفضل. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala create us to worship Him. He didn't create us to play. Even though we play sometimes, sit correctly. Even though we play sometimes. But we just have to make a difference. That there is a time to play and there is a time to pray. We cannot just keep playing all day. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala create us for a great purpose. Yes, when it's time to play, let us play. When we go to the park, if I said let's go to the park, I'm not going to tell you, you're running Umar or Abdullah or Abdul Haq, whatever your name is, Abdul Rahman, you're running, I'm not going to tell you, sit down, read Quran. No. This is the park. I'm not going to tell you, come here, what are you doing playing? Don't play. Put that ball down. Tell us that also now. Quran. Allah. This is the park, right or wrong? Okay. I'm not going to tell you that. But here in the masjid is different. If I see you playing, I'm going to tell you, Allah, Abdul Haq, sit down please. Read. Did you get your prize? Because I don't remember giving it to you. I already gave it to you, or I'm going to give you another one for being honest. Zakallah khair. See? Somebody else says, oh yeah, you didn't give it to me. You've been honest, you get another one. Listen, if any one of you kids get more candies, I don't want you to eat all and get sick and then your mother make dua against me. Yeah, the brother came from Atlanta and look, if you have more, then give it to those who don't have one, okay? Muslims do share, okay? Tayyib? Don't, you don't have to eat all the candies you get. Share with others, inshallah ta'ala. Now.
Can we share with grown-ups?
Can you share with grown-ups? If they answer the right questions. All right, you ask them, grown-up, answer the right question, you share with them. All right? Jazakallah khair. But not in my class, okay? Tayyib. I want to pay attention. Don't play with anything in your hand. Pay attention. Those who have notebooks, jazakumullah khairan, you're taking notes, ahsantum, barakallahu feekum, tayyib. So we are created to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. All we need to do, and this is also for us grown-ups, we just need to know our priorities. Look, when it comes time to eat, we don't be playing. No, we let the game off. And we go, when you go eat, right or wrong. When you're tired and you gotta go to sleep, you're going to sleep. When you have to go to use the bathroom, you stop playing and you go use the bathroom. Likewise, it's time for the salat, I'm gonna stop playing, I'm gonna go pray, because that's what Allah created me. If I come to the masjid, I'm gonna say to myself first, I don't need somebody to come here, what are you doing? Sit down, la. I'm going to tell myself, look, I'm coming to the masjid. And this is, as you guys say, the masjid is a place for worship. Reciting Quran, praying, and I will sit and I do that. Once I leave the masjid, then that's something else. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he said in one hadith, authentic hadith, سبعة يضلهم الله في ظله يوم لا ظل إلا ظله وذكر منهم شاب نشأ في عبادة الله. In this hadith, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, there are seven people, seven types of people, not just the number, seven types of people, they will be admitted in the shade of Allah on يوم القيامة. I want you to pay attention, okay? Inshallah, Jazakallah khair, yes. We don't talk. Because when somebody starts talking, he's not paying attention, and he's disturbing others, alhamdulillah, it's okay. Jazakumullah khair. You're like my sons, I want good for you, okay? Barakallahu feekum. Me too, if you see me doing something that is not right, you can correct me, inshallah. And I won't have no problem, I hope. Okay? So now, the Prophet ﷺ said, there are seven type of people. They will be in the shade of Allah. Why? Because on Yawm al-Qiyamah, the Prophet ﷺ tells us that the sun will come near the people's heads. And it's so hot, and people sweat. Remember in a sunny day, not the sun of today, people, they go out because subhanAllah, it's 34 degrees out and the people, they're like, oh, it's sunny. But in the summer, in July and August, when it's 98 degrees, people, they run from the heat to the, where?
Air conditioning.
Ahsant, to the cool place, a cool place. On Yawm al-Qiyamah, people cannot run anywhere. It's not like they're going to go to the masjid, go home, go to your grandmother's house. Some other people, they go to the Walgreens, Walmart. They don't want to go shopping. They just want to go there because it's cool and nice. But on Yawm al-Qiyamah, you can't run. You can't go nowhere. Except from this, if you are, and may Allah make us all from the Mameen. If we are from these seven people, that Allah will put them in the shade while people are facing the extreme heat. These are certain people, they there, Allah wants them to be there. And Allah did this not because they are Arabs, not because they are black or white, not because they are tall or short, not because they are from this country or the other. It has nothing to do with that. Not because they speak English or French or Italian or Urdu or Yoruba or Fulani or Madingo. No. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala admit them in the shade because of some very good qualities they have. One of them, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he said, "Shabun nasha'a ala ta'atillah." That a young man and a woman too, they grow up upon obedience to Allah. Like you, I'm not a young man anymore. May I have to try to get one of the other qualities in the hadith? You, my little ones, my sons and daughters, you can still benefit from this one and the other two. Because me, I'm not going to be next. I'm 47 now. I'm not going to be 17 in 3 months. I'm just getting older. That's we human being. Those amongst you are 8, next year you're going to be what?
9.
And those who are 9, next year they're going to be what?
10.
And those who are 10, next month they're going to be what?
11.
Is it? I said next month. You're not paying attention with me. Huh? All right. It's very important for us to understand that. So you have this advantage to be good. How to be good? To listen to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When Allah tells us to pray, you're going to say, "Look, I have a prayer. I don't know what other friends are going to tell me, but those friends, they didn't give me my vision. Those friends who tell me you don't have to pray now, let's go play, it's time now, and your mother calling you, Hudhaifa, Abdullah, Ibrahim, Khadija, Aisha, Hafsa, Safiya, come to pray. Now you want to come, but maybe you're playing with some friends, they don't know, they're like, no, don't go play, man. We're going to pray, let's play. They mix in the L and the R. Okay, now what you're going to do at that time, because you have to make a decision, you're going to say, "Look, now, what you going to do?"
You are going to listen to your mom.
Ahsant. How many candies do you have so far?
This is my one.
This is your first one?
Yeah.
I'll give you two. Inshallah. Barakallahu you, because you were sitting nicely. I'm watching. But hey, don't worry about me watching. Worry about Allah. He is the all watcher. Right or wrong? Me, I can turn my head over here and I don't see what this guy is doing here. But can we escape Allah's vision?
No.
Can we escape? Can we go somewhere that Allah cannot see us?
No.
Can we go somewhere Allah cannot hear us?
No.
Can we do something Allah don't know about it?
No.
See, that's why. See, attending classes is very important. See, we know stuff. But just sometimes we need a reminder, right or wrong. You agree with me? Come here. Since you agree with me, I give you a candy. You agree with me on the haq because you agree with me on the truth, not just in anything, okay? We don't agree on anything. We agree on what is right, okay? Right or wrong?
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. More candy. Inshallah, maybe some generous brothers put some fives in here and ones too. Alright? Inshallah. Tayyib. So this is what I want you to do. That's what we learn from these classes. None of us don't know anything. No, we know a lot of things. You eat on your own. Your mother doesn't feed you anymore. You put your clothes on your own. Right or wrong? None of you is in pull-ups and diapers, are you? Huh? Raise your hand, you get 5 candies, the one who's still on pull-up. No one, no one. You, let's talk about that. Taqillah. We don't, huh? Jazakallah khair. Barakallahu feekum. Come here, I'm going to give you one just because you have a nice smile. Jazakallah khair. I like that. Cheerful face, okay? You have a cheerful face. All right? The Muslim doesn't meet the Muslims like this. No, you are Muslim brothers. You meet them with a cheerful face, with a smile. حياك الله. السلام عليكم أخي عبد الله. كيف حالك? How are you? I miss you, Abdullah. I love you for the sake of Allah. That's what Muslims do with Muslims. Don't come like this. No, it's no good. You smile with your brother. I love you, man. You're because why? Because you're my Muslim brother. Because your father loves my father. Your mother, she speaks good about your mother. So you, me too. Children, you do the same thing. Children, don't get go play outside and kick one another, push one another. That's no good. Right or wrong?
Right.
No, you be nice to each other. You be kind to each other. You check on one another. If in the school, for example, in a program, in a weekend program, one kid didn't come, you ask your father, says, Father, can I ask you a question? Yes. I didn't see Hudhayfa today. What happened? Would you please ask his father what happened to him? Can you imagine your father? If you're my son, and you came to me and asked me about another child, man, subhanAllah, I'm going to take care of you. Because I'm going to, subhanAllah, my son is caring about his friends, his brothers. This is what we want, okay? Likewise, the girls. We don't want girls making fun of one another. Look what she's wearing. Look at this. Look at her. No. We Muslims. Doesn't matter what we wear. Doesn't matter how we look. Doesn't matter what dialect we speak. What food we eat. Because people, they have different preference. Different countries, different foods. But look, we have one true God, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. One religion is Islam. And we love one another for the sake of Allah. And we respect one another for the sake of Allah. Okay? Ta'ala, ta'ala. Come in front. Jazakallah khair. Barakallahu feek. What's your name? You didn't learn how to walk yet? Ta'ala, Abdurrahman. Ta'ala. Ta'ala. Jazakallah khair, Abdurrahman. Hayyakallah. Tfaddal. You know why I'm giving you this?
No.
Because I don't want it. Come here, sit right here. Sit. So you be close to me. If I have to give you something, you're so close. I'm giving you this because you listen. Because when I said to you, come, you came with a nice smile. Actually, I should give you two. Because when he came with a nice smile. I know some other kids, they get attitude. You tell them, come here, they look. Like I'm not talking to him. No, you don't want to have attitude. You're still young. Don't grow up like that with attitudes. Whenever somebody talk to you, you roll your eyes. No, smile, smile. Your mother tell you, Abdullah, naam ummi, with a smile. Wallahi, even if your mother is mad at you at that time, you come into her with a smile, she's going to give you a smile. That's it. And that's how you get yourself out of trouble. I'm helping you here, right? But this doesn't mean that you guys go in trouble and come with a smile. I'm not saying that. Am I?
No.
Or I'm not saying that. I'm just saying, look, if you get yourself in trouble, because first, don't get in trouble. Right or wrong?
Right.
Stay away from trouble. That's the rule. Right or wrong?
Right.
Why? Because when you disobey your mother and father, actually you're disobeying who? Raise your hand. No? Ahsan. It's okay. Those who know it, it's no problem. This one got three ones. This is a good one. Well, pay attention, because see me, I just see which one hand was raised up first. But you have to wait until you hear the question. So never ever disobey your parents, but just in case, because we humans sometimes we forget, okay? And then your mother said, come here. Did you room? Then at that time, don't get attitude. With a smile says, you're right, mother. I forgot. And give her a hug and a kiss. All right? Alhamdulillah. She's going to give you a hug and a kiss too. She's going to go ahead, sweetie. Go ahead, do your room. And go ahead and do it. All right? Don't go the other door. Tayyib. It's very important for you to remember this. that we create to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now those who have candies, I want to put in your pocket, inshallah, okay? Jazakumullah khair. Now, look, our example, if he wants to be righteous as sons and daughters, okay? As sons, I'm talking to our sons and our daughters. If he wants to be the best Muslim, who's your example? Who you look up to? Who you look up to? Naam. Naam, we take from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, from what Allah tells us. That's not what I'm looking for, but I'm still going to give you this because of your courage. We even when people, they try to answer, that shows they have courage. What's your name?
Zaid.
I like that name. Alhamdulillah. Here, you get another one. Jazakallah khair. Okay. Oh, subhanallah. You get a third one. Because he came from back to sit in the front. Ay na'am. Allahu Akbar. Jazakallah khair, Zaid. All right? Barakallahu feekum. Na'am.
The one's older than you.
The one older than you, very good. Faddal. Even though that's not what I'm looking for. The one I'm looking for is three candies. Naam.
Yeah, mom.
Yes, naam. You listen to your mom. Alhamdulillah. I'm going to say the question again, okay? We as Muslims, we want to be the best Muslims. Because if we are the best Muslims, inshallah, Allah will be very happy with us. And if Allah is happy with us, we go to the Jannah. And if we're in the Jannah, Allahu Akbar. Yes, the best thing can happen to any one of us. Now, who are the persons that we should follow their example? Naam. Yes. Naam, no doubt, your dad, come here. This is not steal, this is not what I'm asking for, what I'm looking for. Naam. What's your name? Ahmed, Ta'ala Ahmed. Still, that's not what I'm looking for, but that's a good answer. Naam, you look... But see, this is what these children are saying. Put your hands down for now, for 1 minute. For 1 minute. I want you to pay attention. Don't just worry about the candies. The stores are right here. We can give you a bag each. Okay, so now I want you to focus on the class, okay? Don't focus only on the candy. Focus on what we're saying here. Couple of you, they said what?
Mom and dad.
They say mom and dad. They are our example. Yes, that can be yes and no. Who can tell me now why? Naam, you. What's your name? What's your name?
Rida.
Rida, Ahsan. Tafadhal, Rida. Because?
Because if you don't listen, you can get in trouble.
Ahsan. Ta'ala, ya tilmid. Ya Rida. Radiallahu anni wa anku wa anis sami'in. Tafadhal. Naam.
What if you're a reaver?
Hmm?
What if you're a reaver?
Oh, tal.
Oh, what's a reaver?
It's okay. Sit down. What's your name? I asked the question, so I was waiting for an answer, not for a question. But you can still get the candy. Sit right here. All right? Sit. Jazakallah khair. Let me ask you the question again. Yeah. I'm going to say the question again.
Yeah.
If he wants to be the best Muslims, and that's what we want, because every one of us wants to be the best. Who we imitate and follow? Who? All right?
Me?
Yes. Ahsant. Allahu Akbar. You were going to say that? Come here. It's no problem. You too? Okay. Come here. Come here. Who else want to say that? Wait. Who else was going to say that? All of you? All right. It's okay. Come here. All these here. These five here. Come here, Rida, too. Come here. All right. Look, instead to give you five, you're going to share with the brothers.
What?
Share with those who are here. Okay. Raddah. Right hand. Right hand. The sunnah, you take with the right hand and you give with the right hand. All right, look.
All right. Say that.
Are you going to say that too? Oh, I believe you, alhamdulillah. Muslims believe their Muslim brothers. You were going to say that too? Look, now. We want to be the best Muslims. Put stuff in your pockets, okay? We want to be the best Muslims. But we have to follow the example of somebody who was the best. The answer was, what's your name?
Umar.
Ahsant, he says, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. That's the example. Because Allah tells us in the Quran, لَقَدْ كَانَ لَكُمْ فِي رَسُولِ اللَّهِ أُسْوَةٌ حَسَنَةٌ. You have in the Messenger of Allah the best example. Look, for us parents, I can be the best father if I want to. Yes, I can. Why? Because I have an example. I have the best example, the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. He was the best father. Yes. I can be the best neighbor. Why? If I do it his way, the way of who? The Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, because the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, he was a neighbor. If I am an imam in a masjid, is it difficult for me to be the best imam?
No.
Why not?
Because
I have what? Ahsant. This is the bag. See also? But you know, you have a lot of candies. I don't want to get in trouble with your parents, okay? But here. For answering the good one, okay? But you're going to share with others, right? Jazakallah khair. Look, if I am a teacher, can I be the best teacher or not?
Yeah.
Yes, I can. Yes. Why?
You have Muhammad sallallahu.
I have the best example in the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. You have a candy yet? Come here. Your glasses look good on you, man. So here. Hey, and you have a nice haircut too here. Wait a minute. You're nice to your parents?
Yeah.
What's your name? Because this is recorded,
Ali.
Man. Huh?
Ali.
Ali what?
Barlow.
Ah, so you're nice. Okay. I believe you. Here. Jazakumullah khair. But you're going to be even nicer, right? You're going to try to be nicer, inshallah? More nice? Okay. Thank you. Anyone, Akhwan? Even the rulers, see those, the rulers of the big countries, the king, president, those Muslim rulers, they can't be the best ruler. Why? Because the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam was the best ruler. Naam. If we only learn how he did it, Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, and we try, we will never gonna be like him. We can't. But if we can't be like him, let us be closer. It's like someone who is going to shoot an arrow and they says, look, the red dot is $10,000. That's a lot of money. But then there is the yellow. That's $500. So now if you miss the red, at least try to get close to it, right or wrong?
Yes.
Likewise, we're not going to be like the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, but let us be close to his way. Now, who can give me an example, now without candy, huh? Alright, so we'll see who's for real here now. Now hold on, I didn't ask the question yet. Look, here's another thing I want you. When I ask the question, I don't want you to raise your hand. I want you to think first. Don't be hasty. Hastiness doesn't bring good things. You agree with me? You gotta take your time, think about it. Don't just hasty, think. Because when you think, alhamdulillah, now you're using knowledge. Knowledge gives you certainty. Hastiness gives you confusion. So I want you, when I ask a question, I want you to think about it. 5 seconds, 10 seconds. Don't you do the same thing at work, in school?
Yeah. Yes.
When the teacher give you a test, you know that. All right, teacher, go ahead. All right, zero. No, you sit there and you're like, okay, mashallah. Right or wrong?
Right.
That's what we do. We sit down. Why are we doing this? We're thinking. Thinking. Is three times three 9 or 10? 3 times 3, what is it?
It's 9.
It's 9, very good. Who says it's 9? Raise your hand. All right. Now I'm going to ask you a question. Look at me. Him first. I'm going to ask many of you. Look at me, okay? Look at me. How many fingers do you have? Huh? Huh? Okay. MashaAllah. All right. You? How many fingers do you have?
Ten.
That's about it. Who's going to give me the right answer? How many fingers do you have?
Two.
Two, yeah. Count them, count. Count your fingers. How many do you have?
Two.
Those who said 10, they right. Who said 10? Just two. You won't give the other one. See, that was confusing because when you put two fingers up, and you ask a person how many fingers you have, they just look at the fingers and say two. No. You guys were paying attention, alhamdulillah. Now, here is the question that I want to ask you. I want you to think first. Can you give me at least one name of some of the youth among the Sahaba? Hold on, why are you not thinking?
I know it.
Think, even if you know. Even if you know, check it again. I'll tell you when you raise your hands, okay? All right? Now, I want you, and the parents, don't tell your children. No. No cheating, okay? Now, here's the question again. Can you name at least one name from the companions? But not any companion. The question was not any companion. There is a condition, right?
Yeah.
What is the condition?
They
were young ones. Very young. They were in the time when the Prophet ﷺ was alive, they weren't 60 or 50 or 40. They were 10, for example. They were 15. They were 12. Put your hands down. Okay, now you raise your hand. Say your name. Okay, give me a name. Ahsant, ta'ala. Here is a piece of candy. You don't like candies, right? You like chocolate?
Sure.
Okay, no problem. Yeah.
Chocolate.
Allah barak fik. Naam. Akhi, what's your name?
Ahmed.
Give me another name from the youth amongst the companions.
Aisha
bint Abu Bakr. Ta'ala barakallahu fik. Ahsant. Very good. Bag is which color you want? Doesn't matter?
Blue.
Blue? There you go. Jazakallah khair. Naam akhi, what's your name?
Hassan al-Hussein.
Your name Hassan al-Hussein? Yunus, naam. Ahsant, Hassan al-Hussein. Ta'ala Yunus, ta'ala. La. Ah, okay, ta'ala. That's your little brother? Why, you want to keep your teeth right but not his? Huh? Tfaddal ijlis. Bas. Naam.
Fatima Hanna's daughter Fatima.
Ahsant. Naam, tfaddal. Mashallah. It's okay? It's good for you? Abdul Haq. لا مصطفى طلحة لا طلحة was a companion but I don't think he was young at that time. عبد الرحمن
عبد الله
أحسنت عبد الله بن عمر تعال. I'm gonna be in trouble with your father man. أخي قيصر don't blame me, he just answering questions. نعم who else? Naam, akhi. Another name of a companion you know? Or you still thinking? You still thinking? Oh, I like that. Come here. Here is the chocolate for you thinking. Just for you thinking, alhamdulillah. Naam, what's your name?
Murad.
Murad, naam.
The Prophet's son,
no, he doesn't have son, Muhammad. Who else? From the grown-up. The grown-ups, give me some names. Abu Bakr Siddiq, no, he was older.
Oh,
great. Nah. Look. See, now you're just guessing. That's why I told you it's very important for you to think. Naam, akhi. Ahsant. Abdullah ibn Abbas. He was very young. You don't like chocolate, right? You want it? You can take it and give it to someone.
I want it.
Hold on. He'll do it on his own. JazakAllah khair. Later on, inshallah, after the class. Oh. Come here, little girl. A boy? Okay, mashallah. Labas. Afwan. Labas. Come here, I have a candy for you. I was talking to the little girl over there, not him. Tal. Get the little boy, come here. It's okay. Oh, you don't come, I come to you. No problem.
It's coming.
So, can I meet you halfway?
Okay.
Alright? Ikhwan, you remember we says we don't. This is a class. Put your chocolate away and this is a class. Tayyib, now. Ah, that's what said. Tayyib, that's good enough. Now. Tayyib, that's good. Now we're gonna close this class, inshallah ta'ala, by me giving you some advices, especially to the youth. Because the children, those who are under 10 or 12, they still, mashallah, alhamdulillah, but those who are 10, 12 and up, 16, 15, 17, 14, 15, 13, pay attention to this. Because you're about to be a man very soon. You're not going to stay 16 all your life. I was 16 once. Now you want to make sure that you're doing the right things now. Because whatever you're doing now in your life is going to affect you 5 years from now. 8 and 10 years from now. So my advice to you, the first one, hold on to the Book of Allah and to the Sunnah of the Messenger of Allah, sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And how are you going to hold on to something if you don't know what it is? You need to learn what it is. You need to come to the classes of knowledge. Attend the masjid. And this is serious, by the way. This is very serious advices. And we have to take them seriously. You hold on firm to the Book of Allah and to the Sunnah of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, but with the understanding of As-Salaf As-Salih, who are the companions of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and whoever followed them upon that good. Sit correctly, please. Thank you. JazakAllah khair. Number two, obey your parents. Because if you obey your parents in that which is good, Allah will be happy with you. Because Allah commands us all to be nice and kind to our parents. There is a lot of good you can get by being nice to your parents. When you're nice, beside the fact that they're going to give you what you ask, buy you all the gifts you want, take you places, but also the most important thing, they're going to make dua for you. They're going to say, oh Allah, give him Jannah. Oh Allah, make things easy for him. Oh Allah, that's very good for you. You need that. Especially, we live in a land like this. There is so many trouble, so many problems, so many things in here. You need the dua of your mother and your father. So be nice to your parents. Be kind to them. Give them hugs and kisses. Listen to them. Don't give them attitudes and problems. Tell them you love them. Tell them you appreciate what they do for you. When your father comes from work, tired, go give him a hug and a kiss. Tell him, Father, you come in very, subhanAllah, it's amazing you. It's hot out there, it's snowing, it's cold, and we're here in the heat. But you, Father, are outside so that we can have a place to live, so we can have food, so we can have money to pay the bills. I love you, Father, for that. I just want you to know that I really appreciate what you do for us. That's going to make your father very happy. Likewise, when your mother at home. She has to do many things at one time. She has to rotate the laundry. She has to do the kitchen. She has to cook. She has to, I don't know, many things. Once a while you're playing, you stop playing. You're doing your homework. You stop that homework. You go to your mother. Give her a hug and a kiss. Say to her, "Mother, I just want you to know that I love you. And I appreciate what you do for all of us. You've been cooking since I remember. And you're doing it with a smile, Mother. You don't get mad at us. You do it with love. You know what? I appreciate what you do, Mother. You're a good mother." Subhanallah. You said this to your mother? Allahu Akbar. And she's going to be happy with you and make dua, especially in sujood. And what do you know? Allah may accept that dua. She may say, "Oh Allah, make my son from the people of Jannah," and you are already from the people of Jannah with Allah. You just don't know. Because Allah accepted that dua. She's going to say, "May Allah protect you." People, a lot of bad things happen to the youth in the streets. But you walking in the same street, nothing happened to you. Allah protect you because your mother make dua for you. Because you're nice to her. And the most important, you make Allah happy with you. And if Allah happy with you, that's all you need. Another advice is very important. You have to be careful who you choose as friends. Don't just spend a lot of time playing, spending, going to places with anybody. A lot of youth, they get in trouble because they were in the wrong place in the wrong time, hanging with the wrong people. Right or wrong?
Right.
Yes. They're not bad person. They're not doing nothing haram or bad, but they get in big trouble because they didn't make the right decision. Be careful who you take as friend. So now how you know a good friend? Is it through the color?
No.
Is it through how he look?
No.
How she look?
No.
Naam. What's your name first?
I'm Muhammad.
Naam Muhammad. How you know a good friend?
Because he's a great Muslim.
Ahsant. The bag is empty. I might give you $1 later on. All right, now we don't have this, we have money now. All right, pay attention. Muhammad, very good, because he's a good Muslim. Because he prayed. Because what? What else?
Because he's very nice to other people.
Ahsant, he's nice to other people. Naam, how you know a good friend?
He obeys his parents.
Ahsant, he obeys his parents. By the way, these are not answers from me. These are answers from people that are like 7 years old, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12. Naam, how do you know a good friend? Ahsant, how he acts. Naam, how you know a good friend? Naam, they appreciate the favors of Allah. Ahsant, excellent. Naam, how you know a good friend? You?
When you're doing something wrong, he directs you.
Allahu Akbar. Ahsant, that's a $3 answer right there. All right? When you do something wrong, he tell you, "No, we Muslims, we don't do nothing wrong." Naam. Who else? Aunt. Ahsant. He obey the law and the rules, the good things. Naam. How you know a good friend?
He's a Muslim.
Ahsant. First, he's a Muslim. What you can add to that?
He doesn't take joy in killing blood for breaking.
Naam, a good Muslim, a good friend, doesn't harm other people. Naam, how no good friend?
Respectful.
Respectful, yes, naam.
How his friends are?
Excellent. You know a person through his friends too. Who he hang with, who he go with, who he spend time with. Naam, what's your name? Ahsant, you know a good friend the way he talks to other people. If he talk nice, right? Oh, I'm going to be in big trouble. More candies? Jazakallah khair.
All my candy.
Huh?
They're taking all my candy, huh?
Alhamdulillah. They deserve it. Ma'am, how you know a good friend? Ma'am. Huh? What he does through their actions, alaykum salam. How you know a good friend? How he talks, Allahu Akbar, you back there, how you know a good friend? Ahsan, he followed the Sunnah. Hey, na'am, na'am, how you know a good friend? You.
No,
this one here, what's your name? Ahsan, that's excellent. That's like a million dollar answer right there. And if I have it, I give it to you. Wallahi al-azim. But you have more than that. By obeying Allah. Na'am, how you know a good friend?
His character.
His character is the character of the Muslims, of the Sahaba.
Oh, okay.
He followed the example of that which is in the Quran and Sunnah. Yes. You want to answer? You say it loud for him. Ahsant, na'am. If that person try to imitate the example of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that's enough for now. Okay. Look, you wanna be with the right Muslims. You're gonna be careful who you choose as friends. Yes. Look. It doesn't mean because your friend want to play some basketball, some baseball, want to go for a walk, in the park he's jumping here and on the monkey bar, and I don't know. That's good, it's okay. But no, in the time of the Salat he's going to tell you, Ahmed, Abdullah, Talha, Zaid, we're not playing anymore. Why, you don't like me? No, I like you, you're my brother. But it's time for Salat, see? So he's playing with you, and he hear your mother calling you, but you're not paying attention to her. He says, Ahmed, Abdurrahman, Talha, Zaid, you hear your mother? Yeah. You're not going to answer her? Ah, it's okay. He says, no. You want to be my friend? Answer your mother. No, you can't. You got to answer your mother. Go see what she wants first. A good friend, he prays. A good friend, speak good, don't speak bad things. Good friend doesn't listen to music. Now you want to be with someone who listens to music. Someone who has a phone all playing games, chatting. No. A good friend doesn't say bad words. A good friend doesn't backbite and say bad things about the Muslims. A good friend, he looks also as a Muslim. He don't want to imitate the non-Muslims. Saggy pants and this and that. Haircuts. No, a good friend want to look like the Muslims. A good friend, as you say, he respect Allah. And he respect the Book of Allah. And he respects the Prophet ﷺ. And respect the Sunnah of the Prophet ﷺ. A good friend respect the ulama, the scholars. That's why he come to the classes and sit to learn from them. A good friend respect his parents. You will never hear his parents complaining about that friend. A good friend respect the neighbors. A good friend respect the masjid. If he pass by something, somebody leaves something, trash, he pick it up and put it in a trash can. He don't write on the walls a good friend in the masjid. A good friend, he respects the properties of others. If he come and see a jacket in here, he don't touch it. If he see a phone, he don't pick it up. That's a good friend. Good friend who always talk to you about Allah. A good friend always tell you, look, we need to memorize more Quran, man. A good friend, he always ask you, how good are you to your parents? That's a good friend. Nah. As for non-Muslims, you don't benefit much from them because they don't know. But if in your neighborhood there is some young, nice kids, as long as your parents talk to their parents and tell them that, look, as we Muslims in a nice way, we do certain things and we don't do other things. Okay? Because a non-Muslim neighbor, they don't know many things. They may be chanting, they may be dancing, they may be... That non-Muslim, he may bring a dog with him out to play. No, we don't play with dogs. He may be having a pork sandwich. And you don't know, he said, oh, take a bite. No, you'll be eating pork now. So you don't play with them. You respect your neighbors. hi, hi. You don't harm them. You don't harm their properties, because that's what Islam teaches. But you want to play with the people that in his time for the Salat, he's going to remind you. The non-Muslim, he's not going to tell you, Abdullah, it's time for you to pray. No. So you want to be with those who remind you of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this, we're going to stop with this. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us and all of you righteous people, upright upon istiqamah. The parents, my advice to all of you, and as I am a parent myself, let us spend more time with our children, boys and girls. Let us be fair and don't make no distinction between our girls and our boys. Let us be nice to them, kind to them. Let us give them the best thing we can give them, tawheed, correct aqeedah, not just food and the best clothing and the best sneakers and the best food, and they live in the best house, nice mattress. So what's... Now we have to give them the correct knowledge. We have to give them the correct teaching. And we're supposed to set the example. We have to do these things first before we want them to do these things. May Allah protect you all and preserve you. سبحانك اللهم وبحمدك اشهد ان لا اله الا استغفرك واتوب اليك وصلى الله وسلم على محمد وعلى اله وصحبه وسلم تسليما كثيرا. Wait. Oh no, the professor wants to say something. Look. This here, those, look, just put them up here. Those who didn't have anything, they are the ones that I want them to come here and get one. Those who didn't get candies.